Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This kind of just popped on to my Twitter feed this morning. And it's funny because I hadn't really thought about tanking in a minute because we haven't had to. Because the Gardos are kind of... you don't have to tank if you're the Guardians. The Guardians seem to feel like if we fall between 84 and 94 wins every year, we're going to be putting out a great product out there. And by the way, they're absolutely right. The Cavs have not really, like, they didn't really tank when LeBron left. They just weren't any good. That's different than tanking. The Browns haven't tanked since Hugh Jackson and Sashi Brown left the building. But our friends at 104.5 The Zone in Tennessee were talking about how the Tennessee Titans have decided they're just going to do a rebuild, but they're not going to tank. They're not going to tear it all the way down. Because there's like rebuilding, there's tearing it all the way down, and then there's tanking.
Yeah, they're going to be the Miami Heat.
And it's kind of funny, because again, I hadn't thought about this in a minute. But like, when I saw it, I was like, you know what? After watching how bad the Browns tanked, and how hard it is when you've told a locker room full of football players specifically, hey, winning isn't our priority. You don't have to say it to their face for them to know you're not trying to win. I think I completely agree with this quote from the show. And it was from Tyler Dunn, who we've had on talking about the NFL before, NFL writer. And here's the quote. It said, "Losing breeds more losing in the building. Winning matters. I like what the Titans are doing by not totally tearing things down." It got me thinking about the Browns tanking. It's like 5 years since they stopped tanking. Was it worth it?
No.
I couldn't come up with a direct yes or no right away.
My initial thought is no, because the way they tore this thing down to the studs, it put the organization and the fan base in a really tough spot. More the fans than the organization, because the organization decided they were going to tear it down. And then they really didn't tell everyone they're tearing it down. And then they tried to rebuild it. And then they fired people. And then they never really got to go through the rebuild. So they had the wrong people in place. Look, listen, they passed this thing off to Dorsey and company, like on a silver platter.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then they fired. And then they passed it off again to Barry.
Mm-hmm.
And then here we are. Right? Yeah. I mean, and listen, if this doesn't work, then all of that time, the time with Hugh Jackson, the 1-31, all those things were all for naught.
Yeah, I think it's been interesting. I heard Jason Lloyd on the morning show. I've heard Zach say things. Zach Jackson, The Athletic. I've heard some of, whether it's columnists or Browns beat, talking about what if it doesn't work out this year. And I think the truest, the biggest thing you can say is if it doesn't work out this year and you have to fire Kevin Stefanski, tanking absolutely in no way was worth it. Because the implication is Deshaun Watson didn't play very well either.
Yep.
And I think that's a really good point. 216-474-0092. So again, I had a couple friends on Nashville radio that brought up this quote, and it got me thinking about the Browns tanking and whether it was worth it or not. And the reason why it's interesting to me is 5 years later, you should be able to say definitively yes or no. And it's funny, tanking also wasn't a complete failure. Myles Garrett, you have because of tanking. The Nick Chubb draft pick, if I'm remembering correctly, was either from the Brock Osweiler trade or it was from one of the other trades you had with the Houston Texans. You landed Denzel Ward, who a year ago, Ja'Marr Chase said, was the best cornerback, the toughest cornerback to face in the NFL. Problem is, you didn't get the quarterback right. And that's the thing. Like, getting great players isn't enough. Because you can get great players no matter where you pick in the draft. You have a better chance of getting truly elite players at the top of the draft But if you're doing that in spite of building culture, and like that's what's frustrating to me. If the Browns had a better culture, and this isn't all Kevin Stefanski or Andrew Berry, so please don't take it that way if that's what you're hearing. But if the Browns had better culture the last 2 years, they would have won. They would have been above 500 both years because they were talented. They were more talented than their record of, 15 wins the last 2 years dictated. It was culture that failed them. But that's not on just Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. It's on an organization that went from Sashi Brown and Hugh Jackson to John Dorsey and Hugh Jackson to John Dorsey and Greg Williams to John Dorsey and Freddie Kitchens to Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. Like, I think the thing that I learned a lot is you can't have organizational culture if you do a multi-year tanking. And by the way, there's one spot where I actually might endorse tanking, and the team in town can't absolutely do it. The only place it's worked time and time again is actually baseball. The Astros, they tanked. They tanked hard, won a couple World Series. The Cubs, after they tanked like hell. Then they signed John Lester and they signed a couple other free agents. They drafted really well and they went and won a World Series. You look at baseball. The Baltimore Orioles are on the way to this. I was looking the other day. They got like six kids that are just knocking the you-know-what off the ball and the big leagues.
They're hitting dingers.
Hitting dingers left and right. They got another six kids in their farm system that could honestly either be your best player at AAA right now for the Guardians or maybe start every day for you if you made a trade for them for Shane Bieber. So, like, that's the only place it works. But, by the way, what do all three places have in common? Houston, big market. Chicago, big market.
Baltimore's a big market.
And Baltimore is only competing with one other team. And there's a much richer history for the Orioles, including winning World Series relatively recently. Okay, like 30 years ago, 35 years ago. That's a lot sooner than 80 years ago with the Guardians, was my point. But you can't do that here because of the if we win 84 to 94 games, the Guardians are right. You've got to get in there every year to bring enough fans out of the ballpark and to keep people interested.
Yeah, the Guardians can't afford to do a teardown.
Yeah, but not just that. If Deshaun works out, I'm still going to have real complications with a feeling about tanking in the NFL because the Dolphins haven't worked out to this point. That was the other team that tanked like hell, tanked for Tua. I mean, they had a great offense last year. They won just about as many games as the Cleveland Browns did. And they had a guy who was a just badass as their head coach, who won games when they weren't supposed to. Didn't matter. They've been pretty much a 500 team, no matter how talented they really are. So, like, outside of Deshaun coming here and winning multiple Super Bowls, with the guys that you tank to get, like Miles, like Nick Chubb, like all the other guys you drafted because of that, it's about the only way I can ever say it's definitively a success. And even then, you got the quarterback wrong. Or you ruined the quarterback. But here's another thing. I don't think I'll ever be able to say I support a Cleveland team tanking again. I just don't.
I don't really believe in the tanking thing. Like, I think you can rebuild without absolutely tearing it down to the studs.
I think the only reason it works in baseball, well, to baseball, a better degree.
Obviously, baseball. I mean, if you don't have money to spend, then you sort of have to do this every once in a while.
Well, but in baseball, the reason why it works is you actually do get 5 years. You can go to a GM and say, hey, take 5 years, get as much talent as you can, but focus on drafting and developing, and if you do that, you can win at a high level. You don't get 5 years in the NFL. Hugh Jackson got 2.25. Sashi Brown got, was it two? The two drafts? 16 and 17.
Did he get two or did he get one?
He got two because he didn't get 18. So, like,
18 was Mayfield, and it was
John Dorsey.
Dorsey, yeah.
Buddy boy.
Buddy boy.
Now, NBA, it really just depends, but like Oklahoma City's been tanking for 5 years. How is anybody still going to those games?
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is really good.
I mean, not anybody. You should be able to score 30 points a night on a team.
Oh, God.
That's I'm not. This is not the Donovan Mitchell.
It's hard to score 30 in the NBA.
Not as hard as it was 20 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Especially on a bad team.
20 years ago.
Like, World Be Free scored 30 points a game on some pretty crappy Cavaliers team. And I don't see him in the NBA Hall of Fame.
Yeah, also, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's really young.
As was World Be Free. Once upon a time. Simpler time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.